Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Busted!
Busted.
We want to talk about people who've been busted. And we all have some kind of personal stories. Maybe not all of us can share them at this particular... anyway, what happened in the news is this woman was late for work, and she claimed that she had a flat tire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a nail in the tire.
Classic excuse.
She sent a pic. She even sent a picture to back up her claim.
Prove it.
Yep.
Then when you zoomed in on the picture, you could see that it was a Photoshopped nail.
Amateur.
Wait, how do you avoid that?
And to take it one step further, if you just go to Google and type in nail in tire, it's the first image that shows up.
Oh, she didn't.
So she got busted by every part of technology.
Yeah, you got to go to the third page.
Or just, that is one. Or just go to a tire shop. If you're really doing this, go to a tire shop and ask for, you have any, they have tires with nails in.
Yeah, but that is way too much effort for being late.
Here's what you do, Amber, if you want a little help. Steve has friends at Big O.
That is your Big O tire. So go ahead.
You just roll out there. Let's call Matt.
Okay.
Our buddy Matt from Big O Tires. They give tons of money to Children's Hospital every year.
Yeah, thank you.
Call him and go, Matt, send each of us a bunch of pictures of nails and tires. Yeah. We'll just have them on our phone.
I know, right?
We'll sell you real photos of nails and tires that aren't on Google Image. They're straight from Big O Tires.
That's a good side hustle.
It is a good side hustle.
Matt, we're coming over.
Text me some tire pictures. We need truck tires. We just invented a full-on side hustle.
Yes.
Anyway, she's in trouble.
Yeah.
We don't know if she's been fired or not, but she got busted by that whole thing.
Busted.
If you've been busted, we want the phones to... Don't call for our side hustle tire roll business.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, we want to hear how you got busted or you busted someone else. We were just talking off air a little bit ago about cubic zirconia when it first came out.
Right.
What's weird is Amber didn't know what it is. Do you know it as CZ or do you not just call it fake diamonds?
Oh, yeah. Okay, CZ.
Yeah, cubic zirconia.
That's what that stands for.
When that first became popular forever ago, guys thought this was the greatest thing. Oh, wait, I can buy close to a diamond and not pay diamond price.
You can, some of them, because they're lab made, sparkle more than diamond because there's no inclusions, there's no nothing.
They're perfect.
Yeah. They appear to be perfect. So dudes were buying, they could go to a store and afford a half carat real diamond. Or you could afford 2 carats of CZ. Now, you don't want to go all the way to 2 carat because then she's going to go, there's no way on your janitor salary got a 2 carat. We had a friend of show, I think it was a 1.5 carat, big old, but still just kept. And the diamonds in the setting were real because they were little chips, whatever. She said, yes, they got married. They lived in their crappy little condo for years, finally bought their dream home. You get homeowner's insurance. And, your State Farm agent goes, you got to get, if you want a rider on your jewelry, you have to get it all appraised.
Oh, gosh.
She walked into jewelry appraiser, assuming she had, I think she thought her ring was worth $15,000 or something like that.
Dang, and appreciated by then.
Because diamonds do appreciate.
Yeah.
It was worth roughly $500.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
because the CZ was dirt cheap and all the chips of.
Oh, no.
Full.
Wreck their marriage, I think.
Yeah,
it wasn't
happened?
Good for their marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, you have this whole life you've built together, but the very first moment was BS.
There it is.
So
is
how do
woman?
You...
It's a lie.
It's,
it was all a lie.
Busted. He's a good dude. And at that point, he had enough money to upgrade and get her the real diamond, but it's
kind of forgot or...
It's too late.
Yeah.
They did have kids, though. I think they did stay together.
Because they had to. That.
You sort of, yes, it's out of obligation to the children.
Oh, busted.
Full on busted.
Busted.
There was a story we were reading about a bully. This one hurts my soul because it was a kid who just had a tick, I think, right? Couldn't stop poking holes in their own shirt.
He was just bored.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Made up a story about a bully.
Right. And then...
Mom got involved and got all the school counselors involved.
Yes, and the whole...
And you're in the room.
The whole situation now.
And had to cry in front of the counselor and say... Busted.
You made it up.
I know.
I just have a tick of like...
Well, mortified.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get in trouble with his mom. Didn't think it'd go that far. Bummer.
Yeah.
The other one that I'm thinking of, I don't know if you've ever heard this, Amber, but there was a person who worked here who got their job because on their resume they said they used to work at Industrial Light and Magic.
This is true.
Which is George Lucas, like where they make all the CGI comes out of like all computer generated movie stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
That's,
yeah.
But they never worked there.
Oh, no.
Said they were George Lucas's right hand man, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Fast forward, our GM, general manager at the time, on some silent auction, won time at Skywalker Ranch in a private meeting with George Lucas himself.
No way.
Gets in, they're sitting down talking, and his icebreaker is, well, you may know Peter, who works for me. He's like, I have no idea who Peter is.
Who's Peter?
Like, no, he worked for you, ILM, for like 5 years. It's like... No. I can show you my records of everyone, and there's no
nobody
Peter.
At all.
Pulls up pictures on his phone. This guy, Peter! No. Busted.
Right?
So embarrassing.
All right, well, if you've busted somebody or you've been busted, we want to hear your story. Chris?
Yay!
Busted!
So I was interning at this place when I was in college, and I said I was really sick and I had to go home. And when I got to the concert, it was a Pearl Jam concert, and two rows in front of me was the boss's son.
Oh! How'd you play that one?
He just kind of nodded at me, but the next day they kind of tell they were a little upset with me.
But it's Pearl Jam.
Did you go through all the steps? Like, were you legitimately like feigning the sickness and doing all the
all clammy?
I have a migraine. I've got to go. Yeah.
Listen, as a male, I'm going to tell you this. You have the perfect built-in excuse. Females, you just have to hold your tummy a little bit and go, female problems and no boss is going to say another thing.
Right?
And then if they see you at a concert, it's like, all cleared up. Yeah. You don't understand.
Right. That's right.
Brilliant.
When I was a manager of a store, all a woman would have to come in and just, they'd touch their tummy a tiny little bit and go, wait, I'm like, nope, just mess it up.
So like, have fun at the program.
Thank you for the call, though. D?
Yes, yay.
Busted.
I busted my son smoking weed.
How? Because Steve can give him a bunch of tips, like using a dryer sheet. And
that.
How'd you bust him?
Well, I was telling him about how we come from a very long line of addicts and alcoholics, and how that's something that could be inherited, and he could be playing with fire. So I said, you know, if you've ever smoked weed, you probably better stop now because you never know when that stuff's going to get you. And he said, okay, Mom. And I knew right then that he'd been smoking weed because otherwise he'd have said, oh, I ain't never done that.
Oh, come on!
That's
pretty devious. Yeah.
And what'd you do? Did you punish him or did he genuinely quit?
Well, he quit, and I found out later, years later, that he actually really did quit. But basically what I made him do is I made him tell his father, and that was the worst thing ever.
Okay.
Dang. That is. That I never thought of, like, you would, if you're innocent, you would absolutely say.
Gave yourself right away.
Oh, diabolical. Thank you for the call. Jesse.
Yay.
Busted.
So when I was 18, I decided to get a tattoo. Like, I was 18, I'm allowed to on my own.
Okay.
But still with my parents, they were super, super against it. So I hid it for a long time. And then finally, my mom found like a bunch of gauze or just a bunch of random stuff that had nothing to do with the tattoo. But then she found all the tattoos that I had printed off. She busted me for it. And she starts yelling at me. And I was like, I don't need to hear this. I turn and walk away. And she chucked a remote at me. And it was like when like a Latin mom throws a shoe. She hit me dead center of the back, and my legs gave out, and it was awful.
Oh, my God.
She took you out for a tattoo you're old enough to get. Wow.
Oh, yeah. As I was, like, trying to run away from my punishment, she got me dead center of the back, and
with
I went
universal
down.
Remote.
It's nice. Those things aren't cheap. Thank you, Jesse. Caitlin.
Hey, yeah, so yes. I got busted by flirting with my best friend's boyfriend.
Ooh.
How did that happen?
Fun.
So I'm 16, going on 17. My 9-year-old brother decided to sell me out, and then I was realized, oh, crap, I'm just going to give up on dating for a while.
You were flirting with somebody, and your little brother, like, busted you.
Yeah, he went up to her. He went into the girl's bathroom, and I was like, where did my brother go? Turn around, I'm like, oh, no.
Wait, he went up to...
your best friend.
In the ladies' bathroom?
Dang.
And sold my ass out.
Wow, he's committed.
Whoa. I kind of...
he doesn't like you.
There's some darkness to your brother, for sure. Thank you. That's commitment to the cause. Yeah. Amanda.
Yay.
Busted.
So I was in kindergarten, and I got in trouble for talking too much, and they were going to send a note home to my parents, and I told them that if they did, my parents wouldn't feed me dinner. But the busted part is my mom is also a kindergarten teacher at the same school, and they wouldn't talk during the teacher's room.
You know,
there was a flaw in your plan.
There was a total. You got to think to take it from Steve. Yes, you got to think like right. Three steps ahead of who you're lying to. Thank you for the call, Amanda. Jennifer.
Hi.
What were you busted at?
This is actually my kid.
Okay.
He was in third grade. He has a major heart condition, so the whole school knew, oh, be on the lookout for him having a heart attack or a stroke or something. And he wanted to get out of class, so he faked one. Ended up in the nurse's office, pretended like he couldn't wake up, and they had to call an ambulance.
You got it.
Oh, no.
You didn't play that part, yes.
You got to snap back up before the copays kick in. It's a huge, oh, jeez.
Yeah,
thank you for the call, Jennifer. Mario?
Yeah.
Busted.
Hey. All right, so basically I made this song for my new girlfriend and played it for her, and she just loved it, and... you know, she's just enamored with our relationship and everything. And then about a month and a half later, she was looking me up on YouTube and actually found an old video recording that I didn't even know about of me playing that song, and found out that it was written for another woman.
Oh,
what?
You recycled a song, bro. You can't do that with search engines anymore, man. That is awful. Thank you for the call, man. Elise.
Hi. Yay.
Busted.
Okay. My husband, my current husband, when he and I were dating in high school, my parents didn't know that we were together. I wasn't allowed to be dating. We'd been dating for 3 years already. And I went to the store with my mom thinking that I had very sneakily covered up a hickey. And I apparently didn't do a very good job because she saw it. And she came up, she smacked me, and she took me to the fire department where my dad was currently working. They woke up all the firemen, and I had to stand in the middle of the living room and explain to them why I had a hickey, the boy was. And
holy
yeah, so it was...
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I grew up in a very Catholic household.
All you got to do, I had a hickey one time, and my family was totally into working on cars. You just say you got under, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, and you burnt it on any piece of the car.
Oh,
and it looks exact. It's like, oh, I was trying to put a new oil filter in, and I got burnt on the, and my parents fully believed it.
Mine was a curling iron. Curling iron.
That's all you had to say, Elise.
It's a curling iron.
Next time you have a hickey, call Amber.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.